Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got fishy business, K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
I ask for so little in life. It would be nice to cover some really relevant games in late December and early January. I don't think that's asking too much.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
We love talking to Kevin Fishbane on Fridays. He joins us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kevin Fishbane is the senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears. And he also hosts a podcast. Kevin, what's the name of your podcast?
Hi, guys. The name of the podcast is Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane. You can find it on all your audio platforms and on YouTube.
I'm sorry, I did not know the full name. That's why I asked you. And he joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. He gets a lot of the origin stories of media people, you know.
I thought it was about breakdancing. Breaking in? I thought that's what it was. Electric Boogaloo? No?
Fishy?
I mean, that could be season two. We could do a spinoff.
Yeah.
I like spinoffs.
Fair enough. Kevin, I think where we want to start with you is I know you had a mailbag, so to speak, an inbox, if you will, when it comes to your latest story from The Athletic. What were your takeaways from just some of the fan questions you received and what people wanted to discuss?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't as existential dread as I was expecting, Layla. I got a lot of that after week one. But the two biggest focuses from people this week, I think, were the defense. I think that we can all agree that was a startling display that we saw in Detroit last week. And people are wondering, like, wait a second, like, say what you will about Matt Eberflus, but the defense was generally okay until it totally fell off a cliff at the end of last season. And what's going on with it now? Is it Dennis Allen? Is it the injuries? So a lot of people asked about that. And then a lot of people frustrated about the tight ends, the lack of a tight end usage, something I also wrote about this week, and the second round picks not being out there. So I think those are kind of the things that are bubbling up. And I would think, you know, you guys know this certainly from what you do every day and talking to fans, not a lot of Caleb questions this week, because I think people were at least saw some nice steps forward in week two. Still plenty to work on for this offense, but yeah, I think it felt like a lot of ire shifted to Ryan Poles and maybe a little bit Dennis Allen this week, after maybe the week one loss, was a lot of nervousness about Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. So, if they lose again on Sunday, we'll see where that frustration moves to next.
Kevin, there's a lot of pressure on everyone on this defense to be better than what we saw last week. My question is this. Is it more incumbent upon the guys who are superstars, or at least paid like superstars, to do more? Or is it more incumbent on everyone else who has to step up and fill a role that they weren't in maybe at the outset of the season?
Great question, Marshall. I go with the former. I think your front four has got to be dominant. I mean, you paid Montez Sweat a lot of money. You paid Dio Dangbo a lot of money. You paid Grady Jarrett a lot of money. Use a second-round pick on Jervon Dexter. Like, you need those guys to wreak havoc. And you especially need them to when you don't have Jalen Johnson and you don't have Kyler Gordon and you don't have TJ Edwards behind them. Like, you know, when I'm watching that Detroit game over again, I keep thinking, like, yeah, I get it. TJ Edwards left in the middle of the game. I get it. Jalen Johnson left in the second quarter. But they're not rushing the passer. They're not trying to go after Jared Goff. These guys were all healthy. Those guys were all out there. Those are people you poured the resources into. This team just doesn't have, through two games, who's the star? Who is the guy that's going to wreck a game for you? Who is the guy that's going to, you know, switch it, to, you know, get that turnover, get that takeaway, all those things. It should be Montez Sweat based on what he's making and I think what he is capable of as a player. But we haven't seen it certainly consistently since his first year here. And I do think he had a great camp. I saw a lot of things I liked in week one from him. And I thought he had a couple good moments in week two. But that group, like those guys, you need your stars. I don't think you can call them stars right now. Right now, like your best players on defense, like you need them to play like stars. You got to, I think it was a Ryan Pace term called guys multipliers. Like Khalil Mack was a multiplier. Who is that guy on defense right now? It's supposed to be Montez Sweat. I think it still can be. And maybe they just need to get games kind of in position to let these guys roll.
Yeah, Tez is an effect. There was multipliers, and now there was effects. Well, we haven't seen the Tez effect in a while. Kevin, when you did the film review on the tight ends and you wrote about it in The Athletic, what did you discover, if anything, about Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet and the connection with Caleb Williams?
I think the good news, Mark, is those guys are open. I think that, watching, kind of honing in on Cole Kmet, there was a lot of plays that he was getting open.
Yep.
And then actually the one play that went to a tight end in the first half, Cole Kmet did not look open. And you credit Caleb Williams for trusting him, making that throw. And you credit Cole Kmet for making that play for a first down. So there were opportunities for them. So I think it's a good thing for the scheme. I think it's a good thing for those guys. The question then is, okay, why is the ball not going to them? I'm very careful when I write these things that I qualify. I do not know the progressions. I do not know the way that Caleb Williams is supposed to go 1, 2, 3, 4 through his reads. I'm not back there. I don't know what he's feeling. There were certainly a few plays where I paused the all 22, maybe saw Loveland open, and then you go look at the pocket, and you can see that he could probably feel some pressure from, you know, an Aiden Hutchinson, and he doesn't want to go back in that direction where Loveland might be, and it's easier to go over the middle to somebody or go to the other side. So, you know, I think it was a multitude of things, Mark. I thought you have look, the head coach said it. He put it on himself on Monday. He's got to do a better job. Featuring them in the game plan. I think Caleb Williams admitted it on Wednesday when I asked him about it, that he found some second and super long scenarios where he just got to give it to him and know they're going to get 10 to 12 yards. And I think the protection went into it as well. So I'm curious to see how much they're able to unlock it. They should be able to against a zone defense where those guys can find some openings. I think that there's something there, obviously. And I think the good news is it's not like Ben Johnson's going away from using 12 personnel. I think they're fourth in the league in two tight end sets, but they got to find ways to get them to football.
This segment with Kevin Fishbane is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. And Kevin, I'm glad you brought that up because in the tape that I saw too, when you're looking at the all 22, there are quite a few plays where tight ends are schemed to get open. And the first thing, like, it's not the typical crossing pattern. It's not the typical in traffic. And I thought about two things. Number one, we don't necessarily know where the eyes of the quarterback, Caleb Williams, were supposed to be at that time. And then number two, I think about how the Lions were able to take advantage of the Bears' secondary. And they tried to take advantage of the mismatches. And I think there are times where your tight ends, you know, especially Cole Kmet at like 6'5", you know, use that physical mismatch to your advantage, because I think there are times where he is open and you're saying to yourself, this is a guy who should be able to use his body to get some extra yards here. Like, fall forward on the dude and you've already got +3.
Yeah, and that's what Cole did on that one catch, too. I mean, he caught and he fell forward for another 2 to 3 yards. And look, a tight end can be a young quarterback's best friend. It could be any quarterback's best friend. You go see what Tyler Warren is doing in Indianapolis with Daniel Jones, and it's making a big impact, obviously, for the Colts. So I think that, like, Roma Dunes had a phenomenal game. You know what DJ Moore is capable of. Like, it's not like Caleb Williams doesn't have good other options to go to. But when you need to stay in the field longer, when you need to put up more points, like, you got to trust some of those guys that are 6'4", 6'5", and can move. So there's opportunities there. And I think we're all expecting Sunday to potentially be a shootout. So you got to go to those weapons. You got to go find those guys and find them when they're open and trust them and just get to the ball to them and trust those 6'5" frames. So, you know, look, I think, as I said, it's coach, it's quarterback, it's offensive line, it's everybody. I'm sounding like a coach now as I say that. But, you know, it's funny because I have memories on this beat of, like, I want to say 2017, there was an entire week where, like, every day we're asking why Tariq Cohen wasn't getting the ball. And then that week Tariq had like 20 targets or it was something absurd. And there've been other instances of that. That's the one that always stuck with me. I don't think, like, Ben Johnson is not the type of guy that's going to suddenly flip the game plan on his head because Chicago's up in arms about Colson Loveland's target share. But I do wonder if just the opportunity presents itself nicely. They know they need to do better at it. Where Loveland and Komet both have good games on Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Fishbane, senior writer at the Athletic, covering the Bears, joining us here on Raheem Harris and Grody. Kevin, I want to know, do you have the Bears winning this game, and do you see a path for them? Because I just can't see it.
I actually do, Marshall, and it's not really X's and O's. it's almost a little more, I don't even know if it's vibes. I just think that if Ben Johnson is everything we think he is, and I think we saw a lot over spring and summer tell us he is, if Dennis Allen is a defensive play caller that we know he can be, like, he's been in this league for a long time for a reason, like, I'm just kind of sitting there being like, I feel like I'm going to give these guys an opportunity as I'm making this pick to trust them that they're going to make sure they do not go 0-3. Like, it's just, like, they can't go 0-3 against Matt Eberflus. I just, like, again, this isn't, like, I'm not being scientific here. I'm not breaking down the film as I make this pick. I just look at a Cowboys team that there's going to be opportunities for the Bears to score. And I'm just, like, holding on to this belief that, like, Ben Johnson, you know, who just descended from the coaching gods to come to Chicago, a team that never gets that guy, is not going to let this team go 0-3. And, you know, who knows? But I did pick the Bears in a high scoring affair.
Wow, how about that? So the fishy business got the Bears winning this. And I agree with you, man. And I'll I'll take it a step further. Like I was talking about it on the show earlier. We talked about it in our show meeting. Like there's been a good edge out at Soldier Field. And we've all taken Ben Johnson's quote and we have run with it that they're not practicing at a championship level. But you've been in that locker room with all of us on Wednesday and Thursday and everybody's being asked about it. And it just feels like Grady Jarrett, a little bit edgy in the words that he said. I actually think that it may have been ugly getting there, Kevin, but I do think that Ben Johnson did strike the right chord with the players this week, even if some players disagree about the practices.
Yeah, no, I don't know if you guys heard yet his Friday press conference, but no. Like the edge has stuck through the week, right? Mm. So I think that, you know, these players seem to take after him a little bit, and while that didn't come through in the fourth quarter against Minnesota, while it didn't come through all game, I also wonder if this team gets, like, best case scenario, if these guys get on track and win some games and end the season with a respectful record, we might just look back at week two that was a perfect storm. Like, you're going into Detroit on a short week facing a highly motivated team, and obviously those guys were self-motivated by the Ben Johnson storyline. I mean, they went full Michael Jordan on that, like turning it into something it probably wasn't, like convincing themselves that he betrayed them, whatever it took. With the injuries and everything, like we could might look back and be like, wow, that was just a bit of an aberration. That's best case scenario, obviously. So yeah, I think that this is one of those games where if there's going to be a lot of offense, which defense can get that stop, I don't know. But if it's a one score game and you have the home field, I kind of trust Ben Johnson a little bit more than Brian Schottenheimer when it comes to calling up that one play. I certainly trust Dallas's quarterback a lot more right now. I think Dak is a phenomenal player, especially when he's got the protection in front of him. But yeah, I'm leaning Bears. You know what, Grody? Even Dan Weider picked the Bears.
What?
So that made me feel a little more comfortable.
I know. He shocked me.
Picked the Bears.
Take the North. Speaking of other people in the media, did Ben Johnson have a nickname for our Chris Emma out there? And because Emma seemed to text something to me to indicate that. Did you catch that?
Listen, you guys, brilliant producers at The Score, we need to cut up with that. We need to cut up with that quickly. I want to hear it on the airwaves on 670 The Score.
Okay.
Because you know what? Chris Emma, I don't know what the nickname is going to be. Two Question Emma, you know, something like that. But you know,
okay.
Chris. It was a good exchange because you know what?
Yeah.
Chris's double question that might have irked Ben.
Oh.
Got Ben to loosen up a little bit.
Oh, all right, guys, go to work. We'll hear from that soon. Kev, thank you so much, man.
All right, take care, guys.
That was Kevin Fishbane, the senior writer for The Athletic. We call him Fishy Business, but you know him well because of his work here on 670 The Score and Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast.
Love it.
And before Chicago takes on Dallas, tune in Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to noon. We're doing it early. Your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully get you set for the game. Then immediately following, they will have instant reaction on the post-game show presented by Timber Tech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Mark Grody and the Take the North podcast have birthed such phrases recently as lose normal. And then you also said how did you put it? There's qualities of losing.
There are degrees of losing.
Degrees of losing. Thank you. So we decided we're going to take a look at the winless teams in the NFL and see where they stand, because I agree with this. That's next on Raheem Harrison Grody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.